This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Artificial Christmas trees have risen in popularity over the years, but innovations in the real Christmas tree industry in the last decade have provided a surge in popularity for the real deal. We will hear more with Christmas tree grower John Tillman next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
Christmas tree grower John Tillman of Washington State says recent advancements have provided producers with a more diverse product and given consumers a greater choice for the holidays.
Some of the things that have really made our ability to grow trees easier is understanding what species are more tolerant for wetter ground, more tolerant that do not get a certain fungus or the bugs don't get in. So we're able to utilize more ground than we had before and get trees that need a little less attention.
Tillman says traceability of seedlings has given tree farms more confidence in their future fully grown trees.
Most Christmas tree seedlings are now coming from very specific seed zones or actually parent trees, where the seedlings I'm planting, I know came from this seed orchard. And so most of the trees in there will have a very distinct genetic quality to them, whether it's color or needles, upright branching, things like that.
Tillman says real Christmas tree popularity has been boosted by an industry checkoff program with USDA oversight in the Christmas Tree Promotion Board.
It's 15 cents a tree, and we went to the federal government and asked them to please implement this because everybody has a bit of a different idea, and if you're selling all the trees you grow, then I don't need any marketing. And looking long-term for our natural product was instrumental.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.